Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Beverly Williams is here, too. By the way, this is going to be our Beverly kind of day. I got Beverly Williams on first half of the hour, and I got Beverly in Manibal on the second half of the hour. You know, most people would say it just doesn't get any better than that, right, Beverly?
That's absolutely correct.
Two beautiful Beverlys. How about that?
Yep.
And Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year. That's a galactic award, by the way, folks. That's the SBA gives that out to the person across the galaxy that represents the. And there have been others before her. There have been others since her, but none can compare. She's also the author, along with Don Cooper, of The 30-Second Commute, and she's our good friend. Beverly, welcome back.
Well, thank you. This award keeps getting bigger and bigger every year.
Yeah, it's galactic now. Listen, we do the research around here. We know about these things. Hey, what's going on in the world of home-based businesses?
Well, it's been interesting. A couple of different issues have come up lately in some of my counseling that I wanted to mention on the air today. One of them is the fact that with kids going back to school and moms and dads trying to get school clothes and school supplies and all those things ready while they're in the midst of working. Mm-hmm. I had one woman tell me recently that she was almost glad that her business was a little slow in August because that was such a busy time for her with her family.
Yep.
And trying to balance those things. Those are some of the issues that home-based business people face. Not that everybody doesn't face it. When you're working outside the home, and particularly if you're not your own boss, if you're an employee with someone else, you have vacation time or personal time. You can say, I'm going to take off a couple of hours today or whatever. It's a little harder when you're at home and all these issues are mixed in with your business life and you've got the kids saying, Mom, I want this backpack, and you're trying to get a deadline met for a client. So the balancing act goes on, but it's a little harder sometimes at this time of year for home-based business owners. So,
well, as you've told us many times before, Beverly, the solution to this situation is planning.
That's correct. It's the solution
because
to the problem.
Because if we've got children in school, if there's one thing we can plan for, it's when they're going to go back to school.
Yes, and most parents look forward to that day with eagerness, some more than others. But you're right, planning is absolutely the most important piece. You plan your vacation, you plan your projects. You need to plan the time to take care of your family issues as well. And if you have been good at organizing yourself up till now, then you'll find the time. If you haven't been quite as good about organizing, this might be a good time to start looking at some time management skills and figuring out where you can find some blocks of time. The advantage of being a work-at-home parent is the fact that you have all 24 hours in a day that you can do your work and try and balance your family life. So maybe it means getting up a little bit earlier one morning and working in the office for a couple hours before you take off. The stores open at 9 or 10 o'clock and take the kids shopping for a couple hours and then come back and work again. You know, it's not so much when you do your work, but how you do your work. When you're working from home, you have that flexibility of doing a little bit more at different times of the day than you might if you were in commercial space.
You know, Beverly, remember when I told you once that when I got my first portable phone, for the first 3 days I stood within 6 feet of the base?
Yes.
You know what I mean? I did. I really did. After about 3 days, I said, all of a sudden I said, wait a minute, there's no cord on this phone. I don't have to stand here. Well, of course, I'm not very smart, so this happened to me once again, Beverly, and what happened was, I was home-based for about 2.5 years when I started my business in 89, and I remember feeling guilty if I needed to do something in the middle of the day that wasn't work-related.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I've got a serious, my parents imprinted a serious work ethic on me. And so if something diverted me, like a family issue or whatever, for whatever reason in the middle of the day, I felt guilty until all of a sudden I realized that, wait a minute, you know, what were you doing last night till midnight?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was working. You know, and so what my point is it, especially in the early days, sometimes I think we forget that our schedule is, to a large degree, is ours.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just home-based business either, by the way.
Right.
I still have those same issues as I'm not home-based.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's another thing that we can realize about planning around the family, some of the family things that we have to do, is that even if we are in a deficit, we can make it up because we're right there.
That's right. It's no longer a 9-to-5, and it hasn't been that even in commercial space for a long time. But it's important to remember our work hours are not 9-to-5. They really are midnight to midnight.
And it's just about getting the work done.
It's getting the work done. It's the quality of the work that you do, and it's the joy of having your 30-second commute. Don't you love the way I get the title in there?
You're pretty good at that.
But it's important. I mean, that is, I don't think it even takes me 30 seconds to get from, you know, my bedroom or my kitchen up to my loft office. But that's the joy. I can work when I need to work, and I can go and do other things when I need to do other things. I get my work accomplished, whether I spend 8 hours between 9 and 5, or I spend 4 hours between 8 and midnight. If I get my work accomplished and my clients are satisfied and more, then it doesn't matter that I'm not working 9 to 5 during regular business hours, and I put regular in quotes because, mm-hmm. as I said, nobody works 9 to 5 hours. I have a son that works outside of the home, and he goes to work at like 5 o'clock in the morning and gets off at 1.
Right.
So he gets his time in, and he gets his work accomplished, and that's what's important. So balancing, doing all those things that you need to do is the balancing act, but it is not only possible, it is one of the joys of being home-based.
Well, absolutely, and that's the thing, is that maybe your plan would be, once the kids go back to school, that you know that you're able to double up a little
mm-hmm.
bit and get some extra work done. By the way, John tells me it is taking you a little longer to get to your office this year than last year, Beverly. I don't know exactly why. 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Beverly Williams is our guest. She and Don Cooper are the authors of The 30-Second Commute, available wherever books are sold. And if you're home-based or want to be, this is a book you need to have. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Beverly Williams is our guest. Beverly, give us your website, please.
Well, it's www.beverlywilliams.com.
Check it out when you get a chance. And they can find more about your book there, can't they?
They sure can.
Okay, now I know you do a lot of work with home-based businesses, business owners, and people who want to be home-based.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we've been talking about, some of the things that you've run into. What are some other things that you've heard lately?
Well, I've been really chagrined to hear two people telling me that they had an urgent need for some financial assistance and needed a business plan, and they'd done a lot of work, but their financials were a mess. One of them literally yesterday told me that she keeps all her receipts in a shoebox, adds them up at the end of the year, and gives them to her accountant.
Doesn't everyone?
I didn't think anybody still did it that way.
No, it's probably a good thing
I'm not an accountant.
Way too many people still do.
I was just flabbergasted. I can't imagine.
You didn't
how
hurt
much
her,
money
or anything.
They may be,
you didn't hurt her, did you, Beverly?
Well, no, because it was by telephone. So,
okay.
You know, I didn't even give her my speech. What I did was get off the phone and give a sigh of exasperation because it's they have an urgent need to get a loan to repair an engine on a major truck, an independent trucker. And it's not going to happen quickly because
Their
financials
are
such a mess. No, they're not prepared. I had another situation with someone else a few months ago who had the same issue, and the bank told her, yes, no problem, you know, we'll get you set up with this emergency money, but we need your financials. And she had a computer, she had all the programs, but she had hated her computer, and so she never put anything in there, and she wanted something instantly. She wanted to know if she could send me all her paperwork, and could I do it for her? No.
Back when I did business plans for small businesses, when I helped them, when I had my consulting company years ago,
Now,
folks, this is only somewhat paraphrasing the conversation, but in the interest of brevity, here's the essence of the conversation. I need you to help me with a business plan. Will this take long?
Right. Yep.
And they're looking at their watch. You know, and like I should say, sure, would you like the red one, the white one, or the blue one? Let me push the button and it'll crank it out. All I have to do is put your name in, what's your name, and you know, and then, you know, would you like one copy or two copies?
Yep, that's about it. And most of them look at the outline that I give them and say, oh, I have to do all this?
Well, see, those people aren't serious. They're not serious business owners.
They are not.
Not yet, anyway.
Right.
They may become that, but right now, at that moment, they're not serious business owners. And folks, if that's where you are, I don't mean to insult you, but you're not either. And that's my dose of tough love for you today.
Yes, that's a good. I have to use that phrase from now on. Tough love. What I tell people is, it's not my business; it's theirs. And if they want it to be successful, they have to do the work. I'm there to guide them.
Yeah.
And one of the things I can guide them in is the best way to keep their financial records and how to write their business plan, of course. But if they are the ones who have to do the work, and nobody else can do it for them, just as nobody else can run the business for them and have it be their business. So,
Blasingame's third law of small business. It's easy to start a small business. It's not easy to run one successfully.
That's correct. Absolutely. Some people get by the skin of their teeth.
It's a lot of work. And if you're not prepared to do the work, then you need to clock in tomorrow. Whether it's home. And do you think some people get the idea that home-based is easier than a traditional downtown business?
Oh, absolutely. I hear that all the time. Well, I was just going to do it home-based because it's easier.
Yeah.
No, it's harder.
Parts of it are harder.
Yes, absolutely. You have all the issues of being a small business, and then you have your balancing your family and work under the same roof on top of it.
Yeah.
It's
different. It's just different. It's not any easier. It's just different.
It's different. It is different.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of joys. I mean, we talk a lot about the downside balancing acts and so forth, but you know, I still enjoy my 30-second commute. I absolutely enjoy being able to look out the window during a snowstorm and say, ha, 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 I don't have to go out and drive in it. You know, there's just so many advantages. The ease of working at home is wonderful. I wouldn't give it up.
Well, there's more and more people are doing it. There's no question about it. Across the country, around the world, more and more people are doing things from home that they never thought they could do, that they wouldn't have been able to do 10, 20 years ago.
Right.
That for one thing, the culture, you know, would have shamed them into not doing it, except for people like you and me, Beverly, who are impervious to shame, and so it's you know, today you can work many jobs. Today you can work wherever you want to work. Many professions and businesses. You can work wherever you want. And I talked to somebody the other day that said this company had 100 employees. And they got them all together. They got all their local employees in a room. And there were like 20 for a meeting. Had a 20-employee meeting. The other 80 were somewhere else in the world.
Right. Yep. Yep.
Hey, Beverly, give us the website again, please.
www.beverlywilliams.com.
The book is called The 30-Second Commute. Beverly, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
As always, we'll see you next time.
I'll be here.
Quick break. Right back with Beverly in Menebo. Beverly number two, right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.